independent.
Tycoon Li Ka-shing's flagship company, Cheng Kong Holdings, and conglomerate Hutchison Whampoa have announced a major reorganization that will separate their property-related businesses from other ventures. Mr. Li said the move will reflect the real value of the two companies and maximize their market capitalization. Damon Pang reports.
Cheng Kong Holdings made the unexpected announcement in a filing to the stock exchange. A new company called CK Hutchison will take over all of Li Ka-shing's non-property businesses, while Cheng Kong Property will run all property-related businesses. CK Hutchison, or CKH Holdings, will take over the 0001 stock code. CK Property will be spun off and listed separately. Hutchison Whampoa, meanwhile, will be delisted. The deputy managing director of Cheng Kong Holdings, Edmund Yip, says there's a very good reason for the reorganization.
Property companies and non-property companies generally are valued differently. Property companies tend to be based on the NAV, and the other group tends to be based on earnings, EBITDA. So we think by having it separately listed with different methodology, the market capitalization of the two separate companies, hopefully, I think it's likely anyway, to be higher than the current overlap between Cheng Kong and Hutchison. So thereby creating value for the shareholders.
Mr. Yip also said Li Ka-shing will be the chairman of both companies.
If you have two separate companies side by side, both controlled by the Li family, and any shareholder owning shares in each of the companies will be investing directly together with the chairman, so the interests are aligned. To use some of the words they say, there's no more concubines. It's going to be two companies at level investing together with Mr. Li.
As part of the reorganization, CKH Holdings will offer Hutchison Whampoa shareholders 0.684 CKH share for every Hutchison share. CKH Holdings shareholders, meanwhile, will receive one CK property share for every CKH Holdings share they hold.
Shareholder rights advocate David Webb says he's not surprised by the news. He told Damon Pang he doesn't see this as a sign that Mr. Li's withdrawing assets from Hong Kong.
It's interesting, but it is something that conglomerates do from time to time. What they're trying to do is clarify for investors the interests that they have between Cheng Kong on the one hand and the proposed property vehicle on the other. So they're going to combine all of the property interests of the two companies into a new listing. And then Cheng Kong will be held by a new Cayman Islands vehicle, and it will have all of the non-property interests, such as ports and telecoms and supermarkets and drugstores and so on.
But both the two original companies that are both listed in Hong Kong, they're now no longer listed here. Is that a sign of withdrawing?
No, it's not. It's nothing really changes in terms of the economic interests involved. So but what they're doing is eliminating the double layer structure that they currently have, whereby Li Ka-shing controls Cheng Kong Holdings and then Cheng Kong Holdings controls Hutchison, and instead you'll have Li Ka-shing controlling two vehicles side by side. One will be CK Hutchison Holdings, which is the one with all the non-property interests, and then there'll be a separate vehicle called CK Property, which will hold all the property interests. So from that point of view, I think it's an improvement in the clarity of the structure. But he will not be cashing out in any way from this.
Right, but do you see this at all being politically motivated?
No, I think it was motivated by, actually for once, an improvement in corporate governance by improving the transparency of the situation, because for years they've been operating with conflicts of interest between the two vehicles. And often the two listed companies, as I said, one of them owns 49% of the other, but they would involve themselves in 50-50 joint ventures. And those companies would be completely outside of the listing rules because they weren't subsidiaries of either one of them. So this is an improvement in terms of transparency and probably will result in an overall increase in the combined value of the two companies because shareholders like transparency generally.
And you don't see that this has anything to do with the cloud overshadowing the political future of Hong Kong?
No, I think obviously there's still a cloud, and Li Ka-shing, through these companies, will still control as many votes as he has before on the election committee or the nominating committee, as it might be. So we still need to abolish corporate voting and resolve the deep-seated problems of the electoral structure.